This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace, Inauguration Day 2024. Trump took the oath of office, becoming the 47th president. Trump wasted no time outlining his agenda during his inaugural address.
The president said he would marshal the powers of his cabinet members
to defeat what was record inflation.
Trump also vowed to impose major tariffs on foreign goods entering the U.S.
For this purpose, we are establishing the External Revenue Service to collect all tariffs, duties, and revenues.
He says it will bring massive amounts of money into the U.S. Treasury. Economists say it will lead to massive price hikes for average Americans. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
CBS's Christopher Cruz says Trump is already launching his immigration crackdown.
Trump said he'll declare a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border, which will allow him to send troops to help support Border Patrol agents. He's also promised to put back in place a policy that requires asylum seekers to wait in Mexico while their request is being considered.
Trump has already shut down the app migrants were using to seek asylum in the U.S. Immigration expert Mark Jones doubts Trump will be able to deport millions of people as he has promised, but he could quickly remove some undocumented migrants.
If he limits his actions to people with criminal records or people who were already ordered to be deported after their asylum case was denied, then he's likely to be on firmer ground with much less backlash.
CBS's Cammie McCormick has details on the preemptive pardons outgoing President Joe Biden issued in his final hours in office.
They include Dr. Anthony Fauci and former Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley. President Biden called them dedicated, selfless public servants who are subjected, he said, to ongoing threats and intimidated for faithfully discharging their duties. Some, he says, have even been threatened with criminal prosecutions. That includes members of a select committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
Biden also pardoned five more members of his family just minutes before leaving office. Much of the country is in a deep freeze. Even in South Texas, temperatures are only in the 30s. Wind chills are near or below zero in a lot of northern states, making for treacherous travel in places like Doylestown, Pennsylvania.
The roads are so icy, there's nothing you can really do. I mean, you can stop or you can try, you're just going to slide, so you got to be real careful.
Coastal areas from Houston to Pensacola could get 4 or more inches of snow tomorrow and Wednesday. That would be their biggest snow totals in decades. Houston has already announced its two major airports will be closed tomorrow. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. The cold weather advisory warns of dangerous wind chills reaching 30 below. Warming centers are open. Garbage collection in Racine will be delayed tomorrow, and dangerously cold temperatures are expected to last through Wednesday. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine County saw a 3.5% decline in home sales in December, while other regional counties saw increases. Realtors attribute the current housing challenges to higher interest rates, fewer sellers, and limited new home construction. A 29-year-old Racine woman was quickly arrested after making a bomb threat at the Racine County Jail Friday. A Kenosha County bomb squad investigated and confirmed no explosive device was present. A Kenosha teen was freed Friday after a judge dismissed sexual assault charges in a case that gained attention. It's unique in that the judge dismissed it after a jury said guilty. The dismissal came after jurors raised concerns about the original trial's deliberations and new evidence that emerged. And the Raymond School Board is considering a $2.25 million referendum to address staffing and district needs. It comes after voters previously rejected a larger funding request in November. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks dismissed the 76ers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In the NBA, the Bucks with another win at home, 123-109 over the 76ers. Now, although they won by 14 points, head coach Doc Rivers and why he wasn't pleased by the Bucks' performance.
Yeah, I didn't think we attacked much at all, honestly. We walked the ball up the court. Every time we ran the ball and advanced the ball, we got whatever we wanted. So it was just one of those games we couldn't find our pace. and yet we still won.
Chris Middleton, able to play 25 minutes, scoring, had 13 points and 8 assists, and was pleased they won those 4 games in a row at home.
We just wanted to take care of home court. We dropped a couple games at home earlier this month or last month that we thought we should have won, but to come and take care of home court the fashion that we did, I'll take it.
Men's college basketball, UWM losing to Robert Morris University, 81-79. 19 turnovers for the Panthers. That was their first loss at home since last March. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Frigid today with highs barely climbing above zero. And with wind still whipping, highs are really feeling about 15 below. A few flurries are possible late tonight. As temperatures plummet to 10 below, we'll be waking up to wind chills feeling more like negative 30. With cold weather advisory through Tuesday, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 6 degrees.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old.
It's Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs and Little Red Riding Hood on WRJN. Now, the group's female backup singers were known as the Shamettes, and when Little Red Riding Hood took off, the group's record label, MGM, had these ladies release an answer song. It was called Hey There, Big Bad Wolf. Song was not a hit.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promise. What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Do you
bed.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for
like me. Has he taken any time
to show
you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
I'm not afraid to
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
My friend Robin is here, and I know you already know this because you're a woman. But
what? I know everything.
Size does matter.
Shut up.
This, according to research, research found that tall men are more attractive to women and end up having more kids than shorter men.
Oh, come on. A national survey or
the international? International
oh,
survey.
Oh, international.
Yep. The study looked at 4,400 men ranging in age from 25 to 60. It found that bachelors and guys with no kids tended to be an inch and a half shorter than married men with at least one child.
Okay, so shorter men have more kids, according to the study.
Men have fewer
Fewer kids. Okay, sorry.
And are less likely to be married.
Well, you know, I have a hard time believing that because there is somebody for everybody out there.
Sure.
And regardless of size, I think, I don't believe that at all.
I don't know if I believe it either because I'm relatively tall. I'm 6'1".
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't think women have ever particularly found me attractive. So
well, I don't know if that's Victoria has.
Well, maybe back in the day.
Well, that's all you need then.
Yeah. There's my friend Robin. She joins us from time to time on WRJN.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their tiramisu kringle. Introduced a couple of years ago, tiramisu kringle has become an instant hit. It has a coffee-infused cake base filling with a layer of O&H's mascarpone-style cheese. It's topped with creamy icing and sprinkled with cocoa powder. Be sure to pick up one this week for your family to enjoy. Tiramisu kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Here's to a Wisconsin winter you will always remember. Beautiful. To playing outdoors in a winter wonderland. Here's to cozying up around the fire and holding someone close. And to staying downtown, where the food scene makes your heart sing. And to celebrating moments frozen in time. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Since WRJN, I hope you're staying warm today. Temperatures remain in the single digits, should be below zero tonight, maybe even a little bit of snow. And then tomorrow, again, temperatures in the single digits. Wednesday could see highs in the 20s. That'll feel good.
I'm not the one who's running out of time.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. With the MLK holiday, most government buildings would normally be closed. However, the danger of a deep chill has some of them running as warming centers today. The National Weather Service has what they call a cold weather advisory in effect. The deep freeze is likely to continue through Wednesday, and even colder temperatures could impact things tomorrow. You should check on family and neighbors that could be susceptible to the cold. To find a warming center near you, call 211. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A bomb threat at the Racine County Jail Friday led to the quick arrest of a 29-year-old Racine woman. The suspect allegedly told a Racine County employee that she had placed a bomb at the facility. A bomb squad from Kenosha County was called in. They helped to figure out that there was no bomb or explosive device. The identity of the woman and the reason why she made the threat still isn't known. A 17-year-old from Kenosha is free after a judge dismissed all charges in a sexual assault case. The teen was arrested earlier last year, with the case gaining attention due to a rare decision by the judge to overturn a jury's guilty verdict. Jurors came forward in November after the trial, citing concerns about jury deliberations and new evidence. And a Racine County school district may also ask for more money. Racine Unified and Kenosha Unified are preparing for referendums to appear on upcoming ballots. This week, the Raymond School Board will consider putting forward a $2.25 million ask, seeking funds to address staffing costs and other needs. Raymond School District voters said no to a larger request back in November. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Frigid today with highs barely climbing above zero. And with wind still whipping, highs are really feeling about 15 below. A few flurries are possible late tonight. As temperatures plummet to 10 below, we'll be waking up to wind chills feeling more like negative 30. With cold weather advisory through Tuesday, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 6 degrees.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman, and it's time to play Can You Guess? The average American consumer will spend about $184 this year on what? The answer? Valentine's Day-related items like gifts, candy, cards, etc.
Joan and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line.
To getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. So listen, and Danny, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south.
Danny says, "Olly golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?"
So Danny and Sebastian said,
McQueen and McGuire still are getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away.
When Danny met Cass, he gave a love. Couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything is shake up. Yes, it had to be that way.
Sebastian has all form a spoonful. Just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at.
Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Thank you.
Beatles on WRJN. Let's take you back 8 years ago today, January 20th, 2017. Sir Paul McCartney was suing Sony over the control of the Beatles' back catalog. McCartney had gone to a U.S. court seeking to regain the publishing rights to 267 of the band's classic songs. He had been trying to get them back since the mid-1980s when Michael Jackson famously outbid him for the rights. Jackson's debt-ridden estate sold the songs to Sony in 2016.
you wanna be free. But you come running.
And I said you were, baby.
You come running.
And I told you so many times before.
You come running back to me. It's time is on my side.
Stones on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, today, of course, is Presidential Inauguration Day, but it's also Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day today. And I mentioned earlier that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. entered college at the age of 15. How, you ask? Well, he skipped both the 9th grade and the 11th grade. He entered college at the age of 15. He graduated with a bachelor's degree in sociology at the age of 19.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door open. Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, 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 one horse apparition provided by magician.
98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, the latest on the presidential inauguration with CBS News at 5. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Donald J. Trump has been sworn in as the 47th President of the United States.
From this day forward, our country will flourish and be respected again all over the world.
He says he will usher in a golden age for America.
During every single day of the Trump administration, I will very simply put America first.
CBS's Linda Kenyon says Trump made several promises during his inaugural address.
He promised to end what he called America's decline. He promised to crack down on illegal border crossings, increase the use of fossil fuel, impose broad tariffs on foreign goods coming.